Today I'm going to talk about a touch ID on the on your iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, whatever. A touch ID, there's two types. There's the touch ID that you're used to with embedded in the home button on the iPhone 5S all the way up to the SE 2020. But then there's also a new type that is embedded into the power button, and that's only found on the iPad Air 4th generation as of now. But there are rumors that that will come to the iPhone 13 this year. But what Touch ID allows you to do, it allows you to quickly unlock your iPhone or iPad. I mean, you might still on occasion need to enter in your passcode in certain situations, and I'll talk about that in a minute. But Touch ID, it just gives you a quick way to unlock your phone. In some cases, takes less than a second. With Touch ID, you can register up to 5 fingerprints. And that includes you can register your fingerprints, or if you have a family member who you want to give access to your phone, you can also register their fingerprint. Now, the thing you need to keep in mind with that, though, is if you use Touch ID for certain apps, that also means that your family member whose fingerprint is registered in your phone can also access your data. So keep that in mind when registering your fingerprints. I'm going to go into settings, and I just want to show you what you have available under Touch ID and passcode. Open settings.
Settings.
So I'm in settings now. So I'm going to go down to Touch ID and passcode. It's a little ways down in settings, but
sound, do not disturb, screen tap, general, control center, display, home screen, accessibility, wallpaper, Siri and Touch ID and passcode.
There you go.
Passcode, 0 of 6 values entered.
You'll notice that when I open Touch ID and passcode that I'm immediately prompted for my passcode. This is to protect your security. So I'm going to go ahead and enter my passcode.
Settings.
So now I'm in Touch ID and passcode.
Use Touch ID for heading.
And the first thing that comes up is use Touch ID for, and you have a number of options that you can toggle on and off.
iPhone unlock on. Double tap to toggle setting.
An iPhone unlock, that's what I was mentioned earlier, is that is how once your fingerprint is registered, how you would unlock your phone.
iTunes and App Store on.
iTunes and App Store. This is if you want to download an app, you can opt to use Touch ID to pay instead of entering your password. If this is your first time purchasing an app on your device, you will need to enter your Apple ID password the first time. Once you do that, from here on out, then you'll be able to use Touch ID.
Apple Pay on.
Apple Pay. If you go to a store that supports it, you can use your phone as a virtual wallet to make purchases. I haven't done too much with this, but you can use Touch ID for that.
Password autofill on. Double tap to toggle settings.
Password autofill. This means if you are in Safari and you want to autofill your password, or if you're in any app that supports it, you double tap on password autofill, you're automatically prompted for your fingerprint, and boom, your password is automatically filled in for you. Took me a while to start using this feature, but it's something that I really find useful and something that I'm willing to do a demo of it if anyone's interested.
Fingerprints.
Here's where your fingerprints are.
Finger one button and a fingerprint.
And I only have one fingerprint listed in here, but if you had more than one, it would say finger one, finger two, et cetera. There is a way to rename your fingerprints. I have not figured that out.
Add a fingerprint button.
And here is where you would add a fingerprint. Do you want me to demo that?
Sure. Why not? Let's do it.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, so I'm going to double tap on add fingerprint.
Add a finger. Cancel button.
Now you have a cancel button.
Place your finger heading.
VoiceOver is going to give me feedback on what it needs me to do.
Cancel button.
Unfortunately, VoiceOver did not give me feedback as I expected it to, but
photo of a person holding an eye, adjust your grip heading.
Now, when it says adjust your grip, it just wants you to
keep going to capture continue button.
So what VoiceOver did there was as I was scanning my fingerprint, the phone will vibrate, telling you when to lift your finger and when to place it. And when it's completed with that, then you'll hear it say, adjust your grip. What you'll need to do then is you'll need to double tap the continue button and it will continue scanning your finger.
Cancel button, lift your finger, place your finger. Complete, heading.
Now, when you hear voiceover say complete, you know that your fingerprint has been recorded. I'm going to go ahead and double tap on continue.
Finger two.
Now, if I swipe, you'll see that I have two fingerprints listed. I did both of my index fingers, but you can use any finger you want. You can use your thumbs. You can use any finger. Doing this with your thumb, it is a little awkward. So I try and avoid that. Whatever finger makes you more comfortable, you can use. And that's pretty much a demo of Touch ID. And a couple things to mention, there are certain situations where you will need to enter your passcode. One of them is if you restart your device, you'll need to enter your passcode then. And the other situation is when, if you have not unlocked your device in 48 hours, you'll also be prompted for your passcode. I find that if your fingers are wet, cold, if they have any kind of lotion or oil, your Touch ID sensor is not going to work. So just keep that in mind, especially if you like to use any kind of hand cream, or you've just come in from outside and you're trying to unlock your phone and you realize that it's not working. That's probably why.
I still like passwords, and I have a list of them in my computer. And it's very specifically because if I drop dead, I want my heirs, my family, whatever, to be able to access my bank accounts and stuff like that. So if you're using your fingerprint and you drop dead, is it your intention that nobody should get into your phone after you're dead?
You could register your family members' fingerprints in your phone. That way, if something were to happen to you, they would still have access to your phone. So that's one way around it.
Don't you still have a passcode even though you have a fingerprint? Yeah.
Yes, you
do.
Yes,
you don't lose that passcode, so it wouldn't matter.
This is only for devices that have that home button. It's not for like the new iPhones where there's no home button.
Yes, that's correct. The exception to that rule is if you have an iPad Air 4th generation, that does have Touch ID embedded in the power button.
Well, thank you very much, Kelsey. That was excellent.